Welcome to the Salons by JC podcast, your guide to sweet success. I'm Mona, your host, here to provide you with inspiration and empowerment through great stories, business and marketing tips, and so much more, all to support your independent beauty professional needs. On the Salons by JC podcast, you'll get some amazing guidance from other salon suite owners, franchisees, our Salons by JC partners, industry experts, and thought leaders. At Salons by JC, you're on your own, but never alone. Hey, and welcome to the podcast as we continue our discussions about the Salon Pros Millionaire Mindsets. So today on the podcast, you'll meet two powerhouses in their own right. Aledad, who came to the U.S. from Cuba speaking no English, but she had a dream of learning the language, earning her license as a nail professional, and living her dream. And Rosie, a hairstylist, who used her imagination and ability to spark a creative flame. And with grit and determination, she persevered through ups and downs and stayed true to her calling. They both will make you laugh and they'll inspire you. So get ready, listen up to the Salon Pros with Millionaire Mindsets. Hi, Rosie and Allie. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. I know you're busy salon professionals, but I'm so glad to have you. And I've waited for a bit to get this started and kind of really move into our millionaire mindset for salon professionals. And you ladies are making it happen for me. So welcome and thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me too.
Awesome. So let's just get into this right now. So Rosie, I'm going to start with you. I know you are a cosmetologist and your specialty is hair, but I want you to give us a little background of how you got started in cosmetology and then how you landed at Salons by JC.
Okay. My first haircut was while I was babysitting my cousin's little boy. I put a cereal bow on him, like back in the 80s. It was those cereal bows that were plastic with the little bubble on the side. I cut his hair precisely like around the bow. So part of the punishment was for me to go to the barber and explain to him why I cut his hair like that. So when the barber saw the haircut, he told my parents or my father that he shouldn't take this passion away from me, because if I was smart enough to put a bow cut precisely around it, I was going to be very good at hair. So I guess that was my first introduction into the cosmetology world. And then from there, I got married my senior year. And then I decided instead of going to college part-time, I wanted to do cosmetology, because I always remember what that barber said. So once I got into it, I said I wanted to do it, all types of hair. I didn't just want to just focus on one type of texture of hair. So that's where I started. So now it's been 34 years and I'm from Dallas, born and raised in that area, moved to Poteet, Texas in the middle of nowhere in 2014. And then I went to work for Fantastic Sam's to rebuild the clientele, which Miss Tommy was the owner. Then from there, she decided to close and move away. So I went to go work at Sublime. And from Sublime, I landed in Salons by JC, because Sublime, the owner showed up to shut the doors on them. So I had to make a split decision within a day to where was I going to go. So Miss Charlotte was so nice. And she said, I have a room available. You know, you can move in as of tomorrow if you like. If not, you can wait till the weekend. So I landed in Salons by JC.
Wow. This is Rosie. So the bowl, I got to go back to the bowl. We used to call that a chili bowl cut. So was it a chili bowl or was it a regular bowl?
My dad called it the Pope cut, you know, because back in the day, the Pope used to get the haircut.
Oh my God, that is so funny. But look, I like what that barber said. You got creative enough to do that. That creativity came out. May not have been the best outcome, but I love that in you. So how long then have you been with Salons by JC then?
Salons by JC, I moved in 2016.
Oh, yeah, 2016. Okay.
I moved in. Okay. And I've been there ever since then, and I don't plan to leave there until the day I retire.
Perfect. I love it. Good for you. Now let's hear from Allie, because Allie is a nail professional. And so I want you to tell me, Allie, since we've heard Rosie's story, top that chili bowl and give us a little background about how you got started in cosmetology and your experience with Salons by JC.
My name is Ali Jimenez. I'm from Cuba. And the way I started in cosmetology, doing nails, of course, I used to help my mom when I was in college. I have to leave my country for economic reasons. When I used to clean it because I was a housekeeper, I went to the salon. I tell my boss, I see myself doing nails, having a good life, and making beautiful clients. He tell me, don't drink, Ali, because you don't even speak English. I say to him, I'm going to learning, because in life you can learn new things. But he put me gas in my heart, because when the people tell me no, I'm a Leo. From the bottom of my heart, for me, no is a yes. I call every single cosmetology school to see they have the Spanish program, of course. And that time, they don't have the Spanish program. Yeah, I say, okay, I'm going to take it in English because the test, I'm available to take the test in Spanish. After that, I went to different salons. When I went to Bali Salon Spa, they sell. Yeah, I say, you know what? It's time to try myself to be my own boss, to call my clients, to make sure they're going to speak English better. I got my U.S. citizen, and then in Salon by JC like that. Being responsible for my business, for my life, for my success, and for my career. And from that, I understand one thing. I'm doing nails now that I'm 52 years old. I'm doing nails for love, for independence, for financial freedom, and to teach my daughter, if you want anything in life, you're available to do it. That's it.
I love it. Because like Rosie and that bowl, when they told you no, you got creative, right? I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to call everybody. And you know what? I share that with you. I'm a Leo as well. No is always yes to a Leo.
Yes.
We always find a way to make it happen. So that is awesome. And I love that what you said. You're doing it now out of the love of what you do because you've been doing this for a long time. How long, again, have you been doing nails?
I say 22 years, but I think I'm really bad at math because I started in 1998 until today. I think it's more. But cut it out because I can't believe it. I'm doing so long. It's unbelievable because I stay taking classes and Instagrams every day. I keep myself updating for the shaping, for the quality. I just want to tell my client when they sit down with me, they know, you know what? I make money from this. I'm making a living for this, but I teach my clients how to do it for love. What have to integrity. You have to take your time. You have to make sure that you keep obsessed yourself, continue education. Oh my God. It's a fire. It's a fire that every day going on me is growing and growing and growing and growing. I know time is passing. One day I have to quit. My first love is nails, but it's going to be in my life. It's unbelievable journey because I remember one day I started with no English, with nothing, with no foundation. This career making on me, on my family, on my daughter, on all my people that surround them. Oh my God, was a blessing in my life. This is nails for me. I have so much gratitude
for all the people they've been supporting me all this year. The only word I have to say, the universe, my family, my friends, my client, is thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Very good. Yes, your story is great because coming to this country, not speaking English, and then being told no, and then how you can go and make a yes out of a no. I love that. And then what when Rosie was talking as well, Rosie, you said that you like to do all types of hair textures, all of that. That's another big diversity kind of attitude, our mindset that will definitely make you successful, that all-inclusive mindset. I love that. So that's a good segue for us. I want to ask both of you ladies. So we were you mentioned finances, Ali, how it's helped you and your family with financial freedom. You're teaching your daughter that. You're teaching her how to really have that grit and drive. So Rosie, how would you complete this sentence to maybe a new suite owner or salon professional that's starting their businesses? You're a seasoned professional as well. If they're starting out or just giving advice, complete this sentence. Don't forget to remember to what?
To me, you've got to invest in yourself because that is the future. That doesn't mean because you make the money, you spend the money. Okay. To me, you have to learn to invest in yourself because that's your future. When you retire, we're self-employed people. We have to think about our future. Is the Social Security, are we going to survive off of that? No, let's be realistic here. So to me, when you invest in yourself, like a Roth account, life insurance, a little temporary savings, even though we might have a savings at the bank, but you always want to have that extra little cushion for emergencies. To me, when you take your money and you say, okay, I'm going to take $300 and I'm going to invest it in myself. Why? Because $300 could be an outfit, could be shoes, could be eating out at a very nice restaurant. So why not invest $300 in yourself a month for your future?
Absolutely. So you're saying that don't forget to remember to invest in yourself or pay yourself first.
Yes.
Is that what I'm hearing you say? Yes. I love it. Thank you so much, Rosie, for that. That's good. That's very good because we do in this business, we'll do some real talk as well because, you know, I was there. I was 20 years behind the chair as well. And I know I did not start off the way I should have. I made money in one hand. I spend it in the next because so much money comes when you're in the salon industry. So if you don't know what to do with it, then you can really kind of do yourself a disservice. So yeah, that's an excellent answer. So Ali, you know, I'm going to throw it over to you. What would you tell a salon professional, a nail professional, whoever you come across? Don't forget to remember to what?
Wow. This is overwhelming, but don't forget to have financial education.
Yeah.
I can't believe it because I never learning all the things because I'm coming from a third world country, Cuba. I don't have an idea what that means. But one day my clients, thank you. Her husband lost her job. She always going to the salon. She tell me, do you not know what is financial education? No. What is that? You supposed to have emergency funds. What? You supposed to have life insurance. What? You supposed to have retirement. What? I don't know nothing. I say, wow, what am I going to do when I retire? If she tell me the first thing you have to ask is read and teach yourself about financial education. If she reads me a beautiful book. If from that on to today, I'm so thankful for the advice that she gave me because in that time, I put myself a life insurance. Anything happened to me, don't be a burden for my family.
Mm-hmm.
I put my daughter a fund college in my daughter right now. She's financial freedom because she don't have a student loans. I put myself a retirement in Roth IRA. Wow. My life was a bless, but it's like Rosie say, I just invest $50 a week for my retirement. It's a nice restaurant, but I put $200 away from my financial freedom. Mm-hmm. Because after that, you end it in financial freedom. Mm-hmm. Education, final education, education, financial, give you financial freedom. But it's a mindset that you have to go inside out. But as you know now, please, I just so blessed because I get the advice. I see myself, and now my daughter tell me everything every day when she call me. Thank you, Mom. I'm in the position that I have with college finish, with a good job, with the great credit score, and with my life in place because you made that big decision to be financial freedom and to give me in the right age. Financial education.
Oh, that's good. That's good, yeah. Allie. Don't forget to remember to get a financial education. And you mentioned, you know, coming from a third world country, but there's so many of us, even in the United States, middle class America, we don't have a financial education. And when it's presented to us, we got to take advantage of it. And I'm so glad that you did. And I'm so glad that, you know, that's a great answer as well. Investing in yourself, get a financial education. It may take a moment for you mm-hmm. to understand it, but get it. Because then what happens is if something like this happened with the pandemic, or if something tragic happens, unfortunately, in someone's life, and they don't have the finances that they need, they've been saving and investing, they've got something to fall back on. And they also know that if they're not able to contribute or pay themselves because of a financial pitfall, they can still get back up on that horse and ride that financial freedom again. And they know what to do and they know what to expect, even if they have hard times. So thank you so much for that answer. That's amazing. So listen, I want to ask another question along those points. I'm going to toss it to you next, Rosie, and then you, Allie.
Okay.
You talk about the financial, paying yourself first, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
In your experience, I'll put it this way. Give us an idea of when you'd like to retire from this beautiful industry that we all love so much. But someday we might want to just say deuces, adios. What steps are you taking, Rosie? Or give one maybe idea or step that you're taking to get to your goal. I want to know when you want to retire. How many years from now? What's your vision? And then what's the step you think you're going to need to take to get there?
I always say I want to be like my mom. My mom and my dad came in this country with a political asylum from Mexico. My father was a federal agent, and they had to leave the country, so they came to America. Mm-hmm. And my mother now just receives Social Security because she didn't take the time to invest on herself. Mm-hmm. So when I look back at her, and she was able to retire at 62 years old. She was. Mm. But she retired, but she would work other jobs like cleaning houses and stuff like that. And I told her, why do you do that? She goes, because what I get, I don't make enough. Mm. So I told her, I said, you should have invested in yourself. I always told you. She goes, yes, but I always thought that was just an American thing. I said, no, Mom, it's for everybody. So, yes, I want to retire at 62. But to be honest with you, right now I'm 53 and I think I'm pretty good in physical compared to some other people in the same industry that they've already had carpal tunnel surgeries. They've had back surgeries. It's like, I believe if you take care of yourself and you invest in yourself, and this is my passion. I've tried other career fields, and I always come back to hair because this is my passion. This is what makes me happy. The transformation of taking somebody's hair, and just the reward to me is when they smile and they say, thank you for making me look beautiful. So 62 is my goal. Right now I'm investing in myself more than I guess a lot of people would invest in themselves, but my goal is at 62, I can say, okay, I can walk away or I can continue another 5 years. I have that choice now. As of before, it's like, if I wouldn't have invested in myself, I would probably have to work till I was 70.
Wow.
Versus now I can retire 8 years earlier, right at 62, if I choose to, and I'll be okay. Even I can retire at 60 if I wanted to.
Good, good. Yeah. Yes. Like you said, when you invest in yourself, you can have your goals and dreams met. Yeah. You've got options. Very good. Yes. And you're still young, girl. You're pumping out. I've seen your work. Both of y'all, you got good work. You do good work. So good for you investing in yourself and then setting that goal and then getting that education. If we've got someone listening now to the pod that are saying, you know what, how can I do that? Reach out to me. I can guide you in that direction on where that financial education will come from. And as a matter of fact, across the board with all of our salons by JC Professionals, we're going to provide that resource that Allie and Rosie are talking about, learning that, getting that financial education, then paying yourself, and then being able to set your goals and meet those goals. Absolutely. Allie, you know, I'm going to talk to you, girl. What about you? When do you want to retire? And I know you've done some things just as Rosie has to get to that goal.
I would like to retire right now, but I have goals to reach before I retire, but I see myself 5 more years in this industry because I have other business to make money for me because I'm learning education, financial education. Now I know how the money supposed to work for you. I've been doing very, very well. I'm very successful. They have been making more money doing that than doing nails. Now I'm going to the salon to just have fun. But it's been a rolling coaster. It's been amazing. But you have to have a plan in life because I spent 2 years ago a month in Europe. Yeah, I would like to travel around the world. Yeah, I would like to live 3 months in Europe and 3 months here in United States of America. Because sometimes we forget that the only karma and the only dharma that we have in life, we have the responsibility to be happy, but we have another responsibility too. To serving other people. Mm-hmm. In between those foundations, they have my heart because I believe so much in spirituality. Life is a journey. Life is a gift. We better live to serving others. I would like to be voluntary in another countries, building houses, making people smile, building another school for the third world. And you know what? I better put myself on to working on all my goals that I've been working because I have five kinds. I have other nails. I have other kinds. The income they're gonna give me my beautiful financial freedom to retire. If for nails, I don't think I'm gonna retire because maybe I'm gonna set out a room in my house if whatever clients or anything call me. But I just want to have fun. I just want to do this from the bottom of my heart. I don't want to be going to the salon every single day because this is the only money that I have. And the minute they are learning, they are unavailable to have all the baskets produce the same money. I think the freedom, the retirement is coming. Yeah, you're going to see like partial retirement because from the love that my life is now, I'm never going to be retired. I know that.
Well, you know.
I know that.
It's so funny you say that because even though I haven't been behind the chair in over 5 years, I'm still doing hair here and there. There are people that will not let you go. They're like, no, I cannot. You have to keep doing this. And you have to find places for them. And I'm sure, like Rosie mentioned.
I'm never going to do that.
Yeah, when you transform people, whether it's hair, nails, aesthetics, whatever it is, that's what the creative soul, which I think that we all are, that's what we thrive on, because it just makes us feel so good to pour in and give to other people. So you're saying, Allie, that with your financial education and the financial freedom, you want to be able to work on other passion projects, like if you go into Europe or people wherever, and really serve people. And I really like that answer as well, because it is important. And when we are creatives, we do want to help and serve others. So I love that you guys have had some great answers. And I know that our audience is really getting a lot out of what you said, because one of the main reasons why I think I'm so passionate about finding people like you guys, like you, Rosie, and like you, Allie, is so that this industry, the salon professionals, no matter what discipline they do, nails, hair, massage, tattoo, whatever it is, that they get their financial education and they learn that it's so important to put money away and just find out what that means for you. It may be overwhelming. I know when I first started learning about financial education, it was overwhelming, but land somewhere. Would you guys agree? Just get a piece of it and it'll grow. Would you agree with that, Rosie?
Yeah, of course. I mean, like, you know, I've talked to some of these young stylists and I see that they want to invest money on themselves, but it's more about being vain instead of look. And they're doing something that's present, and they're not looking at the real picture of the future. Like I tell them, us stylists, if you don't buy a good mat, your back's going to give out. If you don't buy a good shampoo bowl, you're bending over way too down, and your back's going to give out. Your shoulders are going to give out. So if you're not investing in equipment that's going to better your posture, that's going to help your body, because we do manual work. I go, that right there breaks your body down after so many years.
Right, right. So, and you know, when you invest in not only yourself, but then you're able to invest in the things that will help you have longevity, right? So that you can continue to build and you can meet those goals of retirement when you're ready. That's a good point, Rosie, because this industry can be hard, hard on your body. So imagine if it's hard on your body and you haven't invested and put anything away and you have to stop doing what you love to do. So that's a very, very good point that you make there. Allie, what about you? On that same thing, you know, when you find a piece of that little financial education, even though it may seem overwhelming, one little piece will grow into something massive, and you will definitely see that financial security come to fruition.
I agree with Rosie, but I would like to tell you something that it's a hard truth, but I have to tell you. We're living in the world that people want to live like my appearance have to look good. Everything has to look good outside. But what else when do you go inside? We have to learn it, especially our industry. We have to learn it how to be proactive, not reactive. What is proactive? Proactive, let's do things before happen. I'm going to start in this business, but I'm going to put my money together for my retirement, because 55 years from today or 65 years from today, I'm not going to have the same body. I'm not going to have the same strength. I'm not going to have the same sharp, but we're living in the moment. If we're going to spend every single money that we have doing what? Oh, doing my hair, my eyelashes, things that don't matter. You know what is matter? We're coming in this world to live, to serve, to be prepared, and to don't be a burden for your family, because your family gonna pay the consequence when they tell you, you work 30 years doing nails and you don't have nothing to show for? That's hard, because I live in that with my mom. Right now, I'm sitting down in the computer to send money to my mom, to send food for my mom, because I'm living the same, like Rosie say, my mom don't have anything because she never say a dime. I don't want that example for Rebecca. I wanted my daughter to see if my mom made good decision, I have to do better than her, because she come into this country with her broken English, she make it. And Leo and Cuban, and let me tell you, if you don't make it, you have to break it. Now my daughter, you know what she sent me the other day? Mom, this is my application for my 401k. Mom, this is my statement. I have 2 years emergency fund. Mom, this is. Yeah, I said, wow. I'm so thankful that I start this role. You know, kind of late for me. I was in my 40s. But at least I'm affecting her. I'm affecting my sister. I'm affecting my nephew. I'm affecting my brother-in-law. And now they see me with respect. Any advices, they, do you see it's better to do this? I say, no. If you don't have the money, don't buy it. She tell me, I want to move. I say, I want to see your banking account. I don't want you move back to my house. When do you have emergency phone and when do you have all your things, your apartment cash, I give you my bless to moving.
Okay, yes. Now we're really talking real talk.
Oh, no, baby.
This, right?
No, baby. This is a tough love on Cuba. I don't have so many words in beautiful English. No.
Yes, I got you. I got you, Allie. Thank you so much for that. That's some good sharing. So it's so true. I would say that you guys have the mindset and you've learned some lessons for sure. When I call it the millionaire mindset, I don't just mean in money, although I believe that you girls, you ladies will be millionaires someday for sure. But
maybe
the millionaire mindset means that.
This is a declare already in the universe. I'm a millionaire already because I have this beautiful thought. Already gone. It's coming, baby.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm going to go ahead and throw myself in there with y'all since y'all got this energy going.
I'm going to throw it
in there with you. So, but again, you guys have really set the stage for us to share this with other salon professionals, other industry experts, because this is where it's at, really. Like you said, Ali, being prepared, proactive, and prepared for the future. So I again want to thank you guys for joining. This has been tremendous. And I'm going to call on you again because you guys have set the stage. So I'm sure when folks hear your story, they'll want to hear more. So I appreciate you guys. And I know that you're going to do well. And again, thanks for being on the pod today. Salons by JC appreciates you both. And you've got great stories to tell and continue working hard. The best to you guys. Again, the resources are available for financial freedom, and how you invest in yourself is important, like the two ladies said. And join us again on the Salons by JC podcast. We've got more for you on this particular subject. So tune in and really absorb what you can and have the greatest financial future that you possibly can. Thanks again, ladies. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful day and a prosperous week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Salons by JC podcast. Tune in next time for another sweet success episode. If there's something you'd like to hear on a future podcast, send us a message. If you like what you've heard, follow us on your favorite podcast channel. For franchising opportunities or for more information on becoming a luxury Salons by JC suite owner, visit our website at salonsbyjc.com. Have the professional life you dream of, and we'll help get you there. At Salons by JC, you're on your own, but never alone. So keep dreaming big. Until next time.